Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Previously on Blackout.
Hunter Itani, you're under arrest for the murder of Dale Hoddy.
You're gonna have to shoot me if you think you're taking my kid.
Hunter, did you kill Dale?
Yes.
You are hereby sentenced to the maximum penalty, death by hanging.
No, you cannot do this, Madeline! Where are you taking him? Tell me right now!
What the hell is this, Madeline?
People need to know who's in charge.
Well, I'll give you anything. You can be the voice of Berlin.
How about you keep your show? Only now you're reading a script, and I'm the creative writer.
I'll say anything you want. Promise me he lives.
Deal. But there's still got to be a punishment.
Hunter Itani, you are hereby sentenced to enforceable exile. If you ever set foot in Berlin again, you'll be shot on sight. Understand?
Hey, loser.
Is he?
Come on. We've got a plan.
We're just pawns.
Don't kid yourself, hon. You ain't even on the chessboard.
Hello, North Country. This is Simon. Itani. It's January 7th. It's been 99 days now since the lights went out. We got about 3 feet of hard snow on the ground, so be careful out there. Here's one from Midnight Roger to warn us all.
Oh. Hey, Randy.
What in Pete's name are you doing out here, Charlie?
I'm waiting for Murphy's to open.
Come in, Papa Moose.
Diner's closed, Charlie.
Papa Moose, do you copy?
I told you not to call me that, Todd.
But I like to.
Ain't you got no food at home?
Nope. No food.
Papa Moose, what's your 20? We are a go for Dewey Street.
I'm on my way.
Big 10-4, drop the hammer and don't feed the bears. Over.
Christ. Okay, Charlie, head over to Madeline's. She'll put you to work, give you a few cuts of meat for it. Don't let me catch you out here again. It's too damn cold.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, Randy.
Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
What do you want?
Hiya, Jade. Bob and Judy up the street asked us to check in on you. Mom and Dad home?
They're sleeping.
What's that smell? You smell that?
Yeah, the maid doesn't come anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, you don't look so good.
Nobody really comes anymore.
You gotta get yourself cleaned up. Plenty of snow out here. Clean water if you got some firewood.
We got mice in the attic. And they scratch all night long. And I can't dream because all I hear is the scratch... And they keep me up at night.
Okay.
Why don't you let us in? We can take a look around.
Oh, no. You don't have to do that. Because I'll be gone soon. But don't let Lincoln dig my grave. Have Hunter do it.
Hunter's long gone, sweetheart.
Really? He just left me here? Maybe he's still in the woods. Maybe I'm still in the woods. Maybe we didn't leave. Maybe we're all still in the woods. I'm thinking it's better that way.
And I'm thinking her elevator don't go all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Well, have a nice day. Bye. Bye now.
Q-Code.
careful there, Jeremy. That axe is bigger than you are.
Just because you're allowed to ride, don't mean you should waste gas.
He telling us how to do our job, Randy?
Looks like, Todd.
Well, somebody should.
She ain't always gonna be around to protect you.
There's nothing left to hunt.
And we can't go far enough out on foot. If you could just give us back our snowmobile.
All gas-powered vehicles are for the express purpose of keeping this town safe. Speaking of keeping it safe...
Hey, boss.
What you got for me?
Gallon of juice from Ken Herbert's tool shed. Must have siphoned it from his car last month. Sneaky bastard.
Bring it to the back.
Hey. That's not fair.
He gets meat for stealing gas?
Hey, you bring me something useful, I give you food.
But we don't have anything.
You look resourceful enough to me. And lucky for you, I can use all sorts of things. Like information. Who's going where? Who's hiding what? Keep your eyes peeled and your ears open.
We can do that.
Then you're halfway there. A gesture of good faith.
Thank you, Madeline.
But you owe me now, so bring back something good.
We will, thank you.
Who's next?
Right about complete the hour.
Quiet, everyone. Listen up.
Just a few announcements before I sign off. Destruction to the east, violence and famine to the west, disease to the south. But here in Berlin, we are thriving.
Berlin's he living in.
Who said that?
There have been rumors about the Texas grid. Those rumors are false. The Texas interconnection is not, nor has it ever been, operational.
Shh.
In addition, the National Guard has officially disbanded.
Quiet.
Some of you may yet cling to the meaningless comforts of a broken world. Well, fear not. Salvation lies on the road ahead, the road we will build together.
I don't know about you, but his show's starting to grow on me.
Now I'll leave you with one of my favorites. Suck It by the Georgia O'Queefs.
If you're gonna stand on the network...
Masshole.
I still think we'll have more options if we head west.
We gotta stay clear of Chicago, and we can't go north or we'll hit the bottleneck at the border.
The coasts are out. That brings us back to Texas.
Well, if the rumors are true, then the whole country's headed in that direction. If they're not true, it's, well, Texas, without power.
Good news is, we got supplies for all of us and then some. I can't help but feel like we ought to be sharing some with the rest of the town.
I know, you're a good man, Bill, but if they find Hunter, we're all dead. How's he doing?
Still won't eat.
Okay, I'll talk to him. Hey, kiddo. How'd you sleep?
Fine. Where are Izzy and Kira?
They're out making a run.
I should be with them.
You know we can't let you do that.
Heard your show. Pretty messed up.
That's a small price.
She'll be pissed about the music. You know that, right?
Don't worry about Madeline. Worry about you, okay? You need your rest. Regain your strength.
You mean sit here and do nothing?
Well, yes. If that's what keeps you alive, yes.
Well, it's my fault you're in this position.
What position is that?
Spewing propaganda.
That's your sister talking.
Well, she's right. We're trapped.
It's not forever. Do you trust me? Do you trust me?
Yeah, of course I do.
Then trust me on this. We lay low, we keep our heads down until first thaw, and then after that we're gone. All of us, together. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You know something? I love you.
I love you too.
Good. Now stop torturing your mom and eat something.
I will. I promise.
We had a plan. It was a good one. It would have worked. I'm not blaming anyone. We did what we thought was right. Each in our own way, we trusted our instincts. And these days, that's all you have.
Central heating. Really hot showers. Fuck, it's cold. Just keep moving.
Easy for you, Izzy. You're not the one dragging the sled.
Ugh, well, give it to me then.
It's fine. We're almost there.
Yeah.
You two.
TED Talks.
Izzy Itani. You were such a nerd.
That's what I miss most.
What?
A normal conversation. Life, the outside world. Now we're lucky if we survive winter.
Come on, gotta get this stuff to the van.
Kira, wait. Look.
There hasn't been a moose this close to town in weeks.
Okay, I got it. I got it. Oh my god! I got it! Okay, we have to dress it fast if we want to get it to the van in time.
You sure of the keep?
Yeah, I'm sure. One big freezer out here.
Where do we put the cans?
Over by the water.
I hope this beta actually starts.
If anyone could get it running, it's Bill. Are you gonna see your mom before we leave?
I don't know. I think I'm afraid of what I'll find. Light's starting to fade, and we should head back.
I'm glad you're with us, Kira.
Me too, Iz.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's the Smuckers Uncrustables podcast with your host, Uncrustables.
Okay, today's guest is rough around the edges. Please welcome Crust.
Thanks for having me.
Today's topic, he's round with soft pillowy bread.
Hey.
Filled with delicious PB&J.
Are you talking about yourself?
And you can take him anywhere.
Why'd you invite
him? And we are out of time.
Are you really cutting me off?
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, Crust.
I can't believe they're actually building a wall. I thought this was Berlin, not Berlin.
I can't believe they gave Lincoln a fucking gun.
You girls better hurry. We're shutting the gate soon.
Empty sled. No luck out there?
Nope.
Let me see your rifle.
What for?
I don't make the rules. Rifle.
Saw your dad on patrol.
Yeah. We're lucky to have him. He's got a lot of experience.
He was harassing a 10-year-old.
You didn't find nothing. What'd you shoot at?
It got away.
You need to be careful. They'll know if you're out looking for them.
What do you care what happens to us?
Another storm's coming. Could be a bad one. Make sure you got enough firewood. Jade. Is she okay?
No, Lincoln. She's not okay.
Sorry.
Come on, Iz. Let's go home before he has us arrested, too.
Todd. You give me a hand with this gate?
You don't need a hand, genius. You just punch the lever.
How do I get back up?
That you need a hand for. We gotta crank this wheel here. Come on.
What are you doing? You could have killed me.
You should see your face.
Dick.
Madeline, where do you want these boxes?
Let's see, candles go with the household items, and, a DVD collection. Oh, please tell me you didn't trade nothing for this.
They were real hungry.
Jesus H. Christ, Jeremy. You're off counter duty. Tell Randy to take over till I get back.
Where are you going?
I got business up at the radio station.
What kind of business?
The none of your business kind.
Simon did what you asked. He read the announcement.
He's not a believer. He's not one of us. That station is the only link I got to my people. If Simon Itani can't sell the message, then he can't be on the air. Trust. It's the most valuable commodity there is. More than food, more than gas. I trust you, Jeremy. Even if you are a lousy shot.
I wasn't trying to kill him.
Huh. Would have been better if you had.
You don't mean that. You told me to scare him off, so that's what I did.
I overestimated him. I overestimated everyone. The Itanis don't understand what I've created here. I can't have that.
What? What is that?
Oh, shit. Lock the door.
What kind of phone is that? Why is it ringing?
It's a satellite phone. Truth be told, I didn't think it would work. Ah, that's a god-awful sound, ain't it?
You gonna answer?
There. Problem solved.
That was them, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was them. Oh, for Christ's sake. Yes?
Who is this?
Madeline Bouchard. Are you the rook?
Yes. I'm looking for the bishop. Where is Dale Hardy?
At the cabin, ain't he?
But Madeline...
Shh. Why, is everything all right?
Dale's been out of contact for 2 months now. Should we be concerned?
Don't think so.
The reboot cannot afford any further complications moving into phase two.
Complications? What about Texas? That's one big complication in my book.
Our bishop's working to shut it down.
They haven't shut it down yet. If those cowboys couldn't shut it down in the first place, what makes you think they can do it now?
It's not the place of a pawn to question our methods. Supply drops begin next week. We will need coordinates.
No.
Pardon me?
No supplies. Berlin can look after itself. We were built for this.
I don't care what you rednecks were built for. You either follow protocol or we will have that pathetic little town wiped off the map.
Rednecks. Ain't no rednecks here, you pompous piece of shit.
Madeline?
Don't matter. We were always on our own from the very beginning.
People are starving.
Careful, Jeremy. This is how it starts. A chipping away at freedoms. No. We make our own fate. And we don't take handouts.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
Hey, Sam, it's been a while.
Hey, it has been. How's business?
I don't know about you, but finding the perfect place to expand has been a real struggle for us.
Try Ohio. The Jobs Ohio team helped us isolate the right incentives and opportunities by understanding us and our goals.
Wow, maybe we should move to Ohio.
The business climate, quality of life, and help from Jobs Ohio made Ohio our best decision yet. Hey, where are you going?
I gotta call my boss, then Jobs Ohio.
Visit successinohio.com to learn more.
One of the most important steps you can take to protect yourself in a blizzard is staying indoors. Oh, and just remember, a reminder, callers to the station must be registered with the general store and their questions pre-approved. Now here's a fun tune by Oppression Nation to play us out. Look out for each other, Berlin.
What are you doing up here?
Bill mentioned something about checking the gauges on a generator. I thought I'd go help.
Absolutely not. What if someone sees you?
They won't.
And how can you possibly know that? We cannot keep going over this. I just need you to understand what's at stake and you act accordingly.
You don't think I understand what's at stake? I've been held hostage, thrown in jail, and sentenced to die. I'm pretty sure I know what's at stake.
Then help me protect you.
Is that Bill? No, he's out in the shed.
Simon!
Oh, fuck.
That you, Simon?
I can get to the bunker.
No, she'll see you. Closet, go to the closet, go. Over there, now. Now!
Well, there you are. Show's over?
Yeah, just finished.
Who are you talking to, then?
Myself. Huh. Yeah, just going over tomorrow's announcements.
Oh, that's good. You need the practice. Funny, I thought for sure you would have left by now. Go out and look for your kid, then move on.
You told us we weren't allowed to do that.
Oh, since when do you follow the rules?
I'm following them now.
Are you really? because I don't recall my announcements having attitude or shitty music.
Well, we all have different tastes in music,
madam. Oh, cut the crap, Simon. I know what you're doing. You're undermining my authority.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you think this town would do if I wasn't in charge?
Is that a trick question?
It'd tear itself apart.
What happened to you? You were a good person, Madeline. Friendly, caring. You served coffee. You were one of my favorite people to talk to in the morning. You used to come to Hunter's games, remember? Even the away ones. You just condemn him like he's nothing? Like we are nothing?
I did what I had to do.
I don't recognize you anymore. Or this town. It's already torn apart, and I'm so sorry you don't see that.
Oh, sweetheart, you got no idea the things I see. But you will. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm giving you another chance to make this station work. No more music, though. It's talk radio now. My announcements will also be longer. A full hour, in fact, and you'd better read every word like your life depends on it. Or maybe Izzy's life.
If you or any of your people go near my daughter, will make sure
you got that no power. You're a mouthpiece. That's the only reason you, your wife, and the one kid you got left are still alive. So if I were you, I'd keep it that way. Have a nice day. Is something you want to tell me, Simon?
No. Don't open that. It's a huge mess.
Oh, well, now I'm curious.
Madeline, please.
Looks clean to me.
Yeah, well, Bill's a real neat freak. To him, this is a disaster.
Could be you got rodents.
Could be.
They're sneaky. Hard to root out. Why don't you come by the store for some traps? On the house. Because I'm friendly like that.
Hunter.
Up here.
You're okay. How the hell did you get up in the ceiling?
I climbed.
You okay?
She threatened Izzy.
I know.
Dad.
I know.
Then why are we standing around?
What choice do we have? I won't risk your lives. I can't. I'm sorry. I don't know how else I'm going to keep you safe. Where are you going?
Back to the bunker. What choice do I have?
It's a funny thing to say, but I'd pretty much forgotten about being shot in the shoulder that first morning of the blackout, and I'd absolutely given up on trying to figure out who did it. I thought that the culprit's identity would remain a mystery to me for the rest of my life, just like the cause of the blackout itself. It's often when you're not trying to find the answer that the answer just ends up finding you.
Oh, what can I do you for?
Pharmacy?
Sure, ma'am. We got that set up right over here. Susan can help you.
Oh, her again. How many times I gotta tell you, Blanche? No freebies. Please. I need more insulin. I promise I'll find something to trade next time.
That's what you said last time and the time before that. We don't got socialized medicine, Blanche.
Just give it to her.
Please. I'll die without it.
Sorry, not my problem.
Here.
Hey, you can't do that.
I don't care.
I'll have to report you, Jeremy.
Is one vial enough, ma'am?
You're a good man.
Nah. Anybody would have done it.
Not no more they wouldn't. Most days, I wonder what kind of place we're leaving behind for our kids.
Yeah. Me too. It's getting late, ma'am. Can I walk you home?
Hey there, shitbird. You stole something that don't belong to you.
Hang on, Rick. She needs this medicine real bad.
Stop it! Leave him alone!
Get off me, lady! Oh, fuck. You okay? Lady!
No. No! Why'd you do that?
You stay down!
We gotta get help. Please!
We got the thief. You better run! We find you, you're dead!
I'd like to say we're more than just animals, but I know better. Fact is, we're always animals. We just forgot. So when the blackout reduced everything to rubble, we are what crawled out. And now we fight for survival. We adapt to our surroundings. We migrate.
Simon, it's time to push on.
I'm coming. I'll be right there.
It's time to push on. Keep moving. Don't let them find you. Sometimes I catch myself looking too far ahead, thinking about the future. An old instinct that's got no place in the new world. So I tell myself, push on. Survive. Destinations are useless if you aren't alive to see them.
Hey, it's almost dark. Where have you been?
I was held up at the station.
Is Hunter okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Izzy and Kara are making some soup.
Sounds nice.
Hey, Dad.
Girls, how'd it go today?
Good, van's almost stocked.
Did you get the firewood to the cellar?
Yes, there's more than enough.
And the windows, did you tape them up?
Dad, we're set.
Did you tape them up the right way?
Yes, we did.
All right.
Everybody is safe, Dad.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm tired.
Okay, then sit down, okay? Let us feed you.
All right. Take the girls upstairs.
Dad, relax. It could be anyone. Who's there?
Jeremy, from the store.
He works for Madeline.
What do you want?
I have to talk to you.
Why?
Please. You're in a lot more danger than you think.
Hey, this is Scott Conroy, writer and creator of Blackout. If you like what you're listening to, please help us get the word out by subscribing, giving us a 5-star review, and sharing with your friends. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, as well as on EndeavorAudio.com. Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon Atani. Additional cast include Chloe Brooks as Carla Atani, Seychelle Gabriel as Izzy Atani, T.C. Carter as Hunter Atani, Ian O'Brien as Lincoln, Giselle Damier as Jade, Caroline Newton as Kira, Valerie Spencer as Madeline, Bradley Wind as Rick, Nathaniel Weiss as Jeremy, Brian Atkinson as Randy, Stephen Moulton as Todd, Warren Sweeney as Bill, and Julia Henning as Susan. Blackout is created by Scott Conroy, written by Scott Conroy, Nina Baker, and Katrina Albright. Directed by Sean Christensen. Edited by Sean Christensen, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh. Sound supervision and design by Brandon Jones. Additional sound design by Matt Yoakum. Engineered and mixed by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Additional engineering by Zach Jurek. Original score and composition by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh. Script coordinators Kevin Haney and Tess Ryan. Recorded at Todd AO Studios. Additional recording at Salt Audio. Casting by Mormon Bowling Casting. Blackout is produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, and Fred Berger. Executive produced by Dave Easton and Hannah Cope. Artwork by Gravillus Inc. Q Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.